I'm R. Joe Budd from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 28th of August, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. David Razmadze, head of the city council in Gori, central Georgia, and a member of the ruling Georgian Dream, or Kotsevi party, caused an uproar after the New York Times reported that he praised Russian troops who entered the city during the 2008 Russian-Georgian War. In an article published on Wednesday, the 20th, Razmadze described them as peacekeepers who stopped Saakashvili's thugs from looting the city. He even said he felt thankful for their presence. Yikes. Razmadze later denies using that wording and called the report a lie, insisting he never spoke positively about Russia. He is, of course, lying. The New York Times responded that it quoted his words directly and precisely from a 90-minute interview inside the council building. They probably recorded it, so he better pipe down. Next up, on Wednesday, the 27th, a troubling case in Tbilisi highlighted how underdeveloped Georgia's healthcare system is. An 18-year-old boy with disabilities who cannot speak showed signs of pain and was taken to several hospitals. Three of them refused to admit him. One said that it had no space, another said it lacked proper conditions, and a third pointed to broken equipment, the absence of a psychiatrist. His mother, Maya Baratashvili, spent the night outside yet another hospital with her son. Videos showed him lying on a hospital floor in distress. After hours of waiting, he was finally admitted. Doctors first suspected a dental issue, but instead discovered severe pneumonia and put him on a ventilator. After disability rights advocates drew wide attention to the case, the health minister met the mother and promised treatment from the country's top doctors. Great. What's not great is the lack of attention and commentary by the Kotsevi leadership about the systemic problem that this highlights. Monday the 25th, Zviad Tsertsladze, an activist and political prisoner arrested during the pro-European protest, wrote a letter to Pavel Herzinski, the EU ambassador of Georgia, with a plea not to let Europe cancel Georgia's visa-free travel or push the country out of the Council of Europe. In his letter, he described Europe as an idea of freedom built on democracy, law, and human rights, and said that Georgia historically shared the same values. He wrote that losing visa-free travel would isolate Georgians and betray those who fought for closer ties with Europe. His message comes as the European Commission considers suspending visa-free travel regime, giving the Kotsevi government until the end of August to reverse laws that limit rights and stop democratic backsliding. On Saturday the 23rd, Henri Okashvili stepped down as head of Georgia's State Security Service after only 4.5 months in the post. He was moved to a pointless manufactured non-role as Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze's advisor on national security. Mamuka Mdinaradze, leader of the parliamentary majority, will take over the role. Move raised suspicion that Okashvili, who's a member of the Kotsevi elite, was not able to establish tight control over the State Security Service, one of the most powerful institutions in the country, which is in charge of officially acting against major threats to national security and unofficially is in charge of acting against the opposition. Does lots of spying on opposition members and acts against any threats to the ruling regime, physical threats, of course, but also threats to their remaining in power. Several weeks ago, we reported that Gogi Bachiashvili, former head of Bidzina Ivanishvili's investment fund and his close confidant, suffered a serious attack in prison. Recall that he was sentenced to 11 years for allegedly defrauding Ivanishvili of several thousand bitcoins, which Bachiashvili insists never belonged to Ivanishvili. Special Penitentiary Service launched an internal investigation into the attack. While few expected the authorities to punish anyone involved, their findings reached a new low, even for government propaganda. On Thursday, the 21st, Penitentiary Service said that it was possible that Bachiashvili, together with certain prison staff and other inmates, coordinated the attack on himself. Yeah. From the ever-tighter cooperation of autocratic regimes file, on Wednesday, the 27th, Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir visited Georgia. He met with Interior Minister Gela Geladze, and both sides discussed, as they said, strengthening cooperation between their law enforcement agencies. Ben-Gvir is one of the most controversial figures in Israeli politics, known for his cruel, divisive, and performative positions, past links to extremist groups, and probably current links to extremist groups, sanctions from several Western countries. Pro-Palestinian leftist groups responded to his visit by hanging a massive Palestinian flag over Freedom Bridge in the center of Tbilisi. On Monday, the 25th, opposition politician Roman Gotsiridze said Georgia will face a huge financial loss after losing arbitration disputes with two energy companies. One case involves Russian company Interrao, owner of local energy company Telasi, where Georgia lost an appeal and must pay $94 million, including penalties. The dispute began after Georgia canceled tariff guarantees that protected the company from currency devaluation. Courts ruled the government broke its commitments. The second case involves Turkish company Enka, tied to the failed Namakvani hydropower project, which was canceled due to a year-long protest by locals who said it would endanger the area. Paris court ordered Georgia to pay $380 million, and with penalties, the cost could rise to $450 million. Mzia Makhlobeli, founder of the two independent media outlets Net Gazeti and Batum Alevi, and now a political prisoner under the Kotsebi government, has been shortlisted for the 2025 Václav Havel Human Rights Prize. The award, organized by the Council of Europe with the Václav Havel Library, honors people who take real risks to defend human rights. 25 years ago, she founded Net Gazeti and Batum Alevi, which maintained independence and were not afraid to criticize overreach by all three governments, Shevardnadze, Misha, and Bidzina. However, Kotsebi put her behind bars during pro-European protests, accusing her of resisting the police. She faced police abuse while being detained, and her refusal to settle with the authorities by pretending to be guilty, as they wanted her to, in order to receive a more lenient sentence, led her to become a symbol of freedom and resistance. Speaking of the media, on Tuesday the 26th, Georgia's Charter for Journalistic Ethics announced that for the first time since 2012, they will not be able to monitor and report on media coverage during major elections, referring to municipal elections set for October. The group usually tracks how TV and online outlets report on campaigns, checking for political bias and professional standards. Charter says that the new repressive laws, the Russian law pushed by the Kotsebi, and the government's broader pressure on media cut off its access to Western donor funding, which made these monitoring projects possible. Without the support, the organization can no longer run large-scale election monitoring. For now, the charter continues basic work on a voluntary basis, such as reviewing citizens' complaints about ethical violations, but it says it cannot provide wider services that once helped improve media and support fair elections. Similar news, on Wednesday the 27th, Tbilisi City Court froze the bank accounts of several NGOs after prosecutors tied them to last year's pro-European protest. What started as demonstrations against the government's decision to suspend EU access talks in 2024 escalated into clashes between protesters and the police. Authorities say that protesters threw Molotov cocktails, burned parliament building, and set fire to police equipment. Simultaneously, over 400 protesters were violently beaten. Some were tortured. Investigators say these NGOs helped fund gear for protesters, such as gas masks, helmets, and protective eyewear. They also covered fines and legal fees for them. Prosecutors say this support fueled unrest and was meant to weaken law enforcement. Also on Wednesday, police in Tbilisi and Samegrelo arrested 12 people, including both Georgian and Chinese citizens, and closed 13 venues connected to prostitution. Investigators say managers rented out space to women involved in prostitution, even helped them find clients, taking a part of the earnings. The arrest followed hidden audio and video recordings. The police seized money tied to the activity. The news drew even more attention when it turned out that singer and popular TV personality Khatia Tsereteli, who has produced several viral music videos, was one of those arrested. Okay, it's a little strange. The government declared the 29th of August a public holiday. Prime Minister Kobakhidze signed the decree, but authorities have not explained the reason behind the new holiday. The 28th of August is already a public holiday in Georgia for the Orthodox Church's celebration of Mother Mary. The only reason for the new holiday seems to be that it's on a Friday, giving people an opportunity to enjoy a four-day-long weekend. Or, as they say in Spain, a bridge day. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. New ramble on Georgian slang is out. Check it out. Use the hashtag Georgian slang to discuss or find it. Find the episode in the Rorschach Georgia update on your favorite streaming platform or follow the link in the show notes. Also, for native Georgian speakers, we have made a survey for you to choose the most important Georgian slang words that non-Georgian speakers should know in order to understand Georgia, Georgianness, and what's going on in Georgia right now. Tell us which ones are your favorites. Link in the show notes.